What motivates you? What gets you all fired up? What puts your heart burning on fire? Hey, everybody, it's Brian with Applied Fitness, where our mission is to motivate, educate, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. And today I want to talk about what motivates you and how that is the difference maker that's going to take you from where you're at now to where you want to go. Because the success or failure of your fitness routine depends heavily on the intensity of your motivation. And as we always like to say, motivation wanes. It comes, it goes. Sometimes it's high, sometimes it's low. So what you really want to focus on is not only what motivates you, but your why. Now, anybody who's a friend of the studio knows in both studios, we have a big, big sign that says, understand your why, meaning what is your big why? And that is what's going to motivate you. You know, the motivation of, well, I want to drop a few pounds, I want to look good in my skinny jeans, or I'm going on vacation. All that is good, but that's going to come and go. What really is going to stay is why. Like, why does that matter to you? Like, why, beyond the superficial, what is the deep seed? Is it you want to be, have more energy to be a better spouse, a better partner, a better employer, a better employee, to volunteer more, to do more? Maybe you're a caretaker. You take care of a loved one and you need that energy and you need to be invincible. You need to have that health and wellness to be able to take care someone. What is your why? And it has to be go beyond just the superficial motivation of, well, lose a few pounds and I'd like to go on a vacation. All that stuff is fun, and those are all awesome side benefits of the health and fitness and active lifestyle. But you have to get deeper than that. You have to get down to what really motivates you, why it motivates you, and really, really appreciate and understand fabric and fiber of what is driving you and what's going to keep you going when you're going to feel like giving up. And there's going to be times that you feel like giving up, the days that you don't feel like working out, the days you just feel like blowing off the healthy meal. What's going to be that why, that deep-seated why that's going to make you think, okay, I can do this. I want to keep going. To overcome the limiting self-beliefs, overcome those barriers, you need a big enough why. I think Anthony Robbins has a great quote. If you have a big enough why, you can do anything. If your why is big enough, you'll find the time, you'll find the energy, you'll find the money, you'll find the resources. If your why is big enough, you can accomplish anything. And I think if you look just in history, fitness aside, some of the greatest events and things that happened in history had all been because the person had a big enough why. They had that focus on what it meant to them, and it was far beyond motivation. It was why they wanted to accomplish something. So I hope that helps. Hope that kind of fires you up and kind of gets you going on the right path. So what is your big why? What motivates you? The motivation will get you started, but your big why is what's going to keep you going and it's going to take you across that finish line of success. All right. I'm Brian with Applied Fitness. Be great.